Make you churn a buttermilk.
Well, what about fresh milk that you let get thick and sour? What do you call that?
Fiber.
Then what'd you do with that?
Well, we fed it to our chickens when we didn't have no other use for it, none of them wouldn't eat.
Would, you mean?
Feed it to the chickens.
Did you ever eat it?
I love it.
So?
But it won't be good over a day. You get the cream off of it and turn it and make you butter.
Oh, really?
That's why whenever it covers, you can take that cream off and it'd be that thick and put it in the churn and you'd soon have a thing when it churned to be a pound, 2 or 3 pounds of butter.
Well, did you ever make some cheese out of it or anything?
No, I never did try to make it no cheese.
You know what you'd call cheese like that? That you make?
Cottage cheese.
Is that how it's made?
Yeah, that's how they're made. But I always made my butter and used my butter in my cakes and in my other stuff. That's like I buy the butter now.
Sure is a good cake.
Well, that was made out of homemade butter. It was
really?
In the cakes. Well, yeah.
You made that butter?
My daughter had put it in the freezer before she sold her cow, and I'd taken it, fixed it.
Well, now, what do you do, like, when you, the first thing after you milk the cow, what do you do with the milk?
You would go at the house, take the pail of milk and carry it to the house and strain it through a cloth and fix it in a clean dish that's in the refrigerator, and then whenever it gets cool, the cream will rise on.
I know what a good cook you are, so I want to ask you, now, did you ever make something like with apples or peaches or something, and you'd put a layer of dough and then some apples, maybe some more?
Yeah, that would be a peach pie.
Well, did you ever make something like a pie that would be deeper than that?
Well, a cobbler, they call them. Peach cobbler or apple cobbler.
How would you make that?
Well, you just take your apples and have your cookie apples and make a layer of apples just like you do peaches and a layer of dough. Roll out your dough and make it out of make up your dough and cut it up there and roll it. Put it in a pan and sugar and butter.
Sounds good. Well, now, if somebody has a real good appetite, you know, you'd say, he sure likes to put away his
food.
And did you ever make some kind of sweet kind of sweet something that you would pour over your cobbler, like with some cream or milk and some nutmeg and sugar or something?
If they wanted it, but I just left to fix up for them to put on theirs. So if they did, if all didn't want it, I wouldn't make up my jelly. So I just fix a little whipped cream, I'd call it. Cream off of the milk, you know. We'd take the cream from the milk and we'd put cinnamon or anything in it.
And you call it?
Whipped cream or...
And that'd be for you
to go up, but you didn't want it sour, you know. You don't want the sweet.
So, what if you could pour it in?
Well, it'd be where you could pour it. It wouldn't be so thick.
What do you call food that you might eat between your regular meals?
I call them knickknacks, crackers and dough, little old things like that. That's knickknacks.
Well, if you finish lunch at about 2:30 or 3, you got a little hungry, you said, I'm going to have to get me a little...
I'm going to have to get me a little cracker or a little piece of something.
Would you just call it, would you call it anything like a snack or anything?
Yeah, a little snack or something. Because you just want a mouthful if you get hungry that way, but then that you've just got your appetite training that way.
Well, what do you do every morning? You
brush your teeth.
And then you, before you brush your teeth, you might do what? Your breakfast.
Oh, you eat it. All right.
And then you say, I eat breakfast, and yesterday I did what in my breakfast?
I ate breakfast.
And I have already
eaten today.
And now, what do you drink for breakfast? Will you ever?
I drink coffee, or I drink me a half a glass of orange juice.
Well, how do you make your coffee when you drink coffee?